Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Happy back to school. The kids are getting back to school, is my understanding. Our kids' very first day of school ever is in a few days. How do we feel, Mom?
I'm not ready.
Really? Are you going to do a whole thing?
Yeah.
It's not real school, like, though, is it?
Oh, no. It's literally, he's going to be gone for 3 hours.
I was going to say, is he a genius? Is he going to kindergarten already?
Yeah. Well, it's we're sending him to Second City. They have a...
It's comedy school.
It's comedy school.
He did today actually say, I'm funny.
Oh, like, no. Like we statement. Need to tone it down.
Yeah.
I heard really him say, he's funny. My daddy's creator of the year. I heard that when I walked in. Oh, he's saying stuff like that.
We want him to say that. Are you going to draw Moffin cry and everything?
Yeah, probably. I might just sit in the parking lot the whole time.
Are you being serious?
I don't know.
Who knows what'll happen?
Or do you think it'll be kind of great? You're like, whoa, 3 hours, quiet. You can go, you'll probably get your nails done, right? What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, you love that.
I still have like another kid, so.
But she's not walking yet. That doesn't require... You're not that busy upstairs when I'm...
What?
pack a play? Isn't that something where they just kind of do their own thing?
You know what? I've never thought about bringing a pack and play to the nail salon.
That would work.
Just pop one up there.
Anywhere.
You guys mind? At a restaurant?
Bring it to Anthropology.
Parents are brilliant at branding. You're pack and play. It's a cage.
Yeah. It's a doghouse.
It's an absolute cage, and it's a cage for a child. And
yeah, I didn't realize...
If you color it...
It's
pink.
A boxing ring, kind of. Yeah, it's like to scale for a UFC.
Yeah. There we go.
We're back. Correct opinions. Shout out to the parents. Back to school. You're in it. We're going to talk about that a lot more. More correct opinions. So sit back, relax. Give us 5 stars. Join our Patreon.
Please.
So needy. I mean, your kids are at school. You have a lot of free time now. So extra podcasts a week on Patreon.
You're welcome.
Let's do a roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Something I noticed you doing just there, you saluted the parents sending their kids off to school. I've never seen you salute before. Where did that come from?
Did I?
Double saluted.
I double salute. There's I have no recollection of this.
There's at least 2 salutes to the parents out there. And a pretty firm salute, too.
Man, I...
Sorry, I just thought I'd bring it up.
Why did this really happen?
It's like I brought up on the pod a few weeks ago when we pulled through that parking lot. I go, they got this place popping because they just renovated the.
You think you're just getting older, maybe? You just start doing stuff like that?
And I catch myself a lot because I'm determined. I don't know why we do this. We've been a couple places recently, and then a line forms after us, and I'm about to burst. I so badly want to be like.
Glad we got here when we did.
Boy, we got here just in time. Yeah. Why does this happen to us? When you get old,
you're
just so tired and you're so not creative. You're just like, you gotta say something.
There's like nothing else going on up there. And so it's just like, these are things that people say.
Go back to factory settings.
Yeah.
Humid lately, huh? Yeah. Hopefully it's a cool fall.
Yeah.
At this rate,
football season soon.
Yeah. Something interesting to say is going to be the only way you can differentiate yourself with the AI. It's like you just go, weather's nice. You're like, oh no, am I talking to a human or not? You got to keep it.
It is actually sad. Sometimes I find myself at a conversation and I leave and I think, wow, I was so engaged. Like, instead of saying, like, because, like, normally I guess I don't feel that way. And so sometimes I leave and think, wow, I learned a lot about that person.
You're like amazed. That conversation was.
That actually went well.
Had some content to it. There was a quality.
That is a bad sign.
Yeah. In your 30s, you're just like valuing, like, wow, I actually listened for most of that.
Yeah.
That was pretty good for me, actually. I wasn't like thinking about. Anything else?
I went to that kid's birthday party. I talked to someone that's not one of my 7 friends, and I somewhat enjoyed it.
I liked it.
I mean, I'll never see them again, and I don't want to, but...
It's like, nice to meet you.
Yeah, and then Trey's, like, saluting people, so...
Glad we got here friends. When we did. Dude, saluting's not good. I think you just got to keep it as to yourself as you get older.
How do you...
If I salute, I immediately just flip them off. Like, I take it back.
Sorry. I meant to flip you off.
Yeah.
Do you think that we need to just, like, you know, just get around some, like, high schoolers so that way they can bully us a little
bully
bit?
Bully it out of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, or just even just, like, question.
I'm a firm believer in that. I think we're raised up and you're bullied and you're insecure and it guides you to being a cooler person. And then you get out in the real world and people, adults are like, you shouldn't treat people like that. And then 5 years later, you're like, wow, don't take any wooden nickels. You just... You lose
it. You've heard of wooden nickels several times. Like,
and that's part of it.
That's part of it. And I want to say that to people.
I don't even know what that means.
Real nickels don't even exist anymore, let alone wooden ones.
It is a part of like growing up. It's like you get to elementary school and you're bottom of the totem pole. You work your way up. Middle school, then you work your way up. Eighth grade, you fell on top of the world. Then you got to go to ninth grade. Then you get bullied for 3 years. And then you're a senior again. And then once you hit 23, you're no longer bullied.
That's why, particularly, I think of doctors. What does everyone think about doctors? They're on the spectrum, right? They're smart,
That's what people think.
Yeah, because they can't talk to you. You're like in there, and it's the most vulnerable you've ever been. You're scared, and they're like, "Yeah, I mean, you could die." And you're like, "Well, you shouldn't say that." And I think medical school, because it's all nerds, I think they need to hire guys like us to just pop in once we can bully them.
Just like, there's better ways to do this conversation. I mean, even just the dermatologist, which is pretty low stakes. And like, I guess still a doctor, but they could use some conversation.
No one thinks dermatologist is a doctor. No.
Yeah, it's like, they're like a chiropractor, dentist. I'll give you dermatologist next.
Skin witch. Wow. How about that?
Skin witch.
You're not a doctor.
But what I had, maybe I mentioned this on the podcast. You know, I had these like just regular sized moles removed. I mean, they took away half a rib and parts of my lung to get in there. But it was the conversation that bothered me. Did I tell you this? That she was like, yeah, we take out, you know, the way we do is because you can't sew up a baseball, but you could sew up a football. And I was like, well, a baseball is completely made of seams, actually.
Well, yeah,
it's actually what they do to make it.
They make the seams pop with red color.
It's how you get like a curveball to curve.
I can see the seams so clearly.
The whole thing is just full of windy seams. Yet, you tell me.
She's talking about your...
She was like, well, we don't cut out a circle, like the actual shape of the freckle. We do like this, like almost like eye football shape. And I was like, why is that? She's like, well, the way I always put it, you can't sew up a baseball, but you could sew up a football. And I said, do you have anyone else you can refer me to?
Yeah,
because you don't know what a baseball
that's
is.
That's weird. You don't know what a baseball is. And the stitching on a baseball is way cooler than a football. And can you imagine having a scar that looks like
a... Can you give me a two-seam fastball?
Yeah.
If I were taking requests?
A little change-up?
Yeah, can I get a circle change on my back?
And Katie's got a terrible scar on her back.
Hey, actually, Patreon, like, can we compare back scars? Because mine's not healing.
Hers looks like a Zyphosaura.
Mine looks like a baseball, for sure. For sure.
It looks like you just recently took your base.
There's still stitch marks in there.
Okay. It looks like the underside of a Zyphosaura. Derek, pull up a Zyphosaura, please. Zyphosaura. Everyone knows what a Zyphosaura is.
Great spelling.
Thank you. Well, it's in a kid's book.
Don't give him that much credit.
It's in an ABC book. And, you know, they really, they're pulling straws for X's in the ABC books.
You can only xylophone so many times.
Yeah.
Okay, mine's kind of this color.
Yeah, hers looks like that. we've all seen that animal before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are cool.
I recently saw a zoomed in, that picture of your cursor's on, Derek, click that one. I saw a zoomed in picture of a placenta online yesterday, and it kind of looks like that. I'm not even joking. Mm-hmm. Do you guys know that?
They call
them like tree roots.
Placenta of the Pacific.
So these are animals, or is this? Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, they're in the ocean.
Cool.
I don't know what they're doing out there, but are they that small?
I think they can be.
Oh, I was picturing them like the size of a dachshund.
They look like, I think they can.
Oh!
They look
horseshoe
like
crabs. Scary.
Yeah, horseshoe crabs. That's what I thought. That's what I've always called
Whoa,
them.
Whoa,
really?
That's, yeah. I mean, they say we haven't found the missing link between apes and humans. That's the missing link between something, right? That's half crab, half like finger. Dinner plate.
It's got to be related to like, you guys know what little like sand fiddlers are?
Fiddlers?
Fiddlers? Sand fiddlers? How'd you do four syllables on that?
Fiddlers?
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 Fiddler on the sand. Yeah, I don't know what like, a sand fiddler is.
No. Look that up.
That sounds like a racial slur, to be honest.
What?
You better not. You get some problem cheap with gasoline. One of those sand fiddlers. You'd be like, whoa, what are they talking about?
It's like against white people.
I don't know. It's against somebody.
See, it's like a little baby horseshoe crab.
How do you know about this?
Because we used to catch them at the beach all the
time. This is what it infiltrated my honeymoon room.
I was today years old. See, that's I can't start saying that one.
I didn't have sand fiddlers on my bingo card for today's episode.
I remember learning 2-3 years ago that sand dollars are living organisms.
Yeah, I thought they were like frisbees, but turns out.
I thought they were cool shells or something. But we're grabbing them and torturing them to death.
There's a lot of those animals that fit in that category of like, I guess animals. Like the coral reef. It's like living and breathing, I guess.
That one, too. I remember going somewhere, like, do not stand on it. And you're like, why? They're like, you'll kill it. I'm like, how do you kill a rock? And they just want, it's one of those. I'm like, I guess I can't argue with them. But to me, this really looks like a rock. And you're telling me it's an animal. It's like saying, don't stand on that tree.
Be careful.
It's alive. It kind of is. No one cares if it's not.
Do you know the largest living organism?
It's the skin. Or wait, I didn't hear the question.
It's like an aspen tree, but like they're all connected.
Oh yeah, I saw Avatar.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Yeah, they
remember that scene.
They glow.
Yeah,
yeah. I better see. You better make this coral reef glow if you want me to not stand on it.
I think sometimes they probably do.
Really?
Ooh, bioluminescence.
Yeah, but deep down in the ocean where we can't go.
You know what I'd like? Coral reef that's bioevanescence.
Yeah.
You touch it. Wake me up.
Whoa. Wake me up. See, now I'll leave it alone. It's talented.
My bad, I didn't know.
Everyone knows you don't really matter unless you have a talent.
Oh. Huh.
Creator of the year, I can say it.
What's your talent?
In a calendar year being the best creator on the planet.
In a calendar year.
I don't know if it was January to January or how they really did it, but they gave me the award.
Maybe. They didn't say when their fiscal year started. They didn't bring that up.
I tried all night. I was like, what?
When did it?
Because I feel like March to March, I was strongest. Do you agree? Oh, yeah. Shout out reading book, Xyphosaura. Katie, do you feel you catch yourself saying any of these things?
Like in the children's
lucked
book?
Out with the weather.
Oh, that.
I do. And yeah. I get excited for rain. I do. You have a yard and you're like, oh, I'm going to turn off the sprinkler the next few days because it's raining.
Wow.
Rachel was at the county fair the other day and picked up a rain gauge and brought it home. Now I'm kind of into checking the rain gauge.
What is a rain gauge?
Well, I've never heard of this.
Jesus, this is in every episode. I'm bringing up some ghosts in the graveyard and the DARE program. Derek, please help me out. Rain gauge?
And it's something you buy at the county fair?
He's got
almost exclusively.
Okay.
Rain gauge, Derek? Do you know what this is? Gosh, no, Derek doesn't know.
Also, she went to the county fair.
Is it deep fried?
Yeah. Oh, we
don't have more than one. In the day.
County fairs kind of scare me.
This is just it's probably like a common farmer thing.
Oh, just to see, it just collects the water.
It's a gauge for your rain.
Just how many inches it rained.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was some like sundial. You're like, rain's coming.
Yeah,
soon.
That's what I thought too. Like, what is this? Oh,
so cool. Yeah, you can either go to church or get a rain gauge. Okay. One of the two.
Okay.
And so you just go outside and you go,
huh? Just like
3.7 inch.
Yeah. You're like, yep, my weather app was right. It was an inch of rain. Hmm. You don't really need them these days anymore. I haven't. I catch Rachel sipping it though. Mm-hmm. You can't take the Iowa out of the girl. She loves it.
I've never had I bet it's delicious, is it not? Or am I or
probably is. Sometimes I have a theory. If I don't get to it in time, there's no water in there. I'm thinking, how quickly does this rain evaporate? Oh man, I was thirsty.
It sucks that you can't. As a kid, once I remember I was playing, and there's this cold creek. I was like, "Wow, how refreshing!" And then I vomited for 48 hours, and it's a bummer that we
wait,
can't.
Wait, you actually did that?
Why would I not? It was ice cold and looked delicious.
Haven't you seen? Have you seen all those all the stuff about like the brain eating amoebas and?
Not at the time.
No, not then. Yeah, probably not.
The flesh-eating bacteria.
But that's what a bummer that you come across ice-cold, delicious water and you can't drink it. It's annoying.
It's because we live in a fallen world.
Downriver from that bread factory. Mm-hmm. Got a yeast infection.
Did you do... Ooh, if I had a nickel, a wooden one. We used the filter sucker thing when we were in Grand Canyon. Did you use that? You're probably too scared.
I think I did.
Oh, yeah,
try
I've seen
it.
Some of those.
I think in hindsight, that was kind of... We put a lot of trust into that.
We sure did, yeah.
In the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't... There's plenty of water, bottles of water.
All the bad stuff just runs down into there.
But it was crystal clear. Glacial water. It was ice cold.
Didn't throw up that day?
No, it felt great. It worked, I guess.
We're alive still.
We're here.
That's so good. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm starting to get
in a wheelchair.
Like excited about rain. Today, I got a haircut, but I was facing like the window and I got to see the storm kind of roll in. And I thought, this is living. This is nice.
Sitting inside watching the rain that's close to you outside.
Mm-hmm, it's nice.
Is a great 30-something activity. You're like, wow. This morning.
Sure working, is dark for 12:30.
Door open because it wasn't too hot and it rained a bit. I was like,
Sure is nice.
This is pleasant.
Yeah.
We should all walk out of here questioning our lives.
We should go to
strip
club after this and just kind of recalibrate. Or maybe not there.
Wow.
Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know. Somewhere between.
Somewhere Hooters. Between Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yeah. Hooters. Perfect.
Okay. I prefer Twin Peaks.
Never been.
Twin Peaks.
Have you been?
No. I've been to Hooters, yeah.
Why? Oh, no. You worked.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Sophomore year, summer. It was Waffle House the year before.
And yes, you know, yeah. Hooters. They're practically begging 6 foot 120 girls to work.
Yeah. I was their perfect waitress.
Wait, no. Why'd you go? You went there?
I've been there once, you know, in high school. It was some of the older kids were going and it was kind of like, and then I went and I was like, why am I here? And then another time it was because I was with a girl that just like legitimately really wanted their wings. So we walked in and got a to-go order.
Which big back friend of yours is this?
She was a model. So
lesbian.
I just wanted to say big back. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah, Rachel taught me that.
That makes you sound young. So if you're talking to some other, you're talking to like a 35-year-old and it's kind of like the weather, and you're like, who brought big back over there?
Mm-hmm.
I think that would freshen up the combo. They'd appreciate that.
You think calling someone to their face a big back?
No. Behind their big back to another guy.
Oh, you think a way that to
just
help.
Just get through the small talk. He's like, finally someone said it.
Oh, okay.
And one more Patreon plug. Katie and I will be showing our backs on Patreon. I want you guys to see the color of mine.
Yeah, because we haven't heard this in weeks. How is Operation Get Shredded 2025?
It's going pretty solid. Rachel is the best like influence in my life and also the worst. I mean, I pretty much exclusively trying to eat chicken, fruits, vegetables, and then protein shakes. I mean, that's really all I eat. But about once a week, she's like, should we go get ice cream? And I'm like,
yeah,
no, I'm trying to be so good. Why would you tempt me? Or like just last week, I come home. She's like, hey, I made dinner. I'm like, great. I won't grab anything. And then it's like pancakes. It's like breakfast for dinner.
I made dinner.
She made waffles. So I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's great. In my head, I'm thinking, that's not really. I was going to do like Brussels sprouts and chicken. And I'm like, that's awesome. Waffles. And then so it's like, oh, this is bad. But she's like, but they're protein waffles. I'm like, oh, okay, good. And she's like, and they're gluten-free. I'm like, now you're going too far.
Now,
I don't need that.
Now, this is what you're serving me is bad.
Yeah. Rachel and I are really similar.
We learned about that on the Patreon episode, which will come out very soon once we know Patreon members. Patreon.com/Drake.
Are you the same way? Just like, I want to be healthy as can be,
so
but
healthy.
Like, I worked out so I can have ice cream.
I just think I like love being healthy, but then ice cream is a weakness and breakfast is a weakness of mine. wouldn't you say those are my two?
Yeah, you wake up like a big back. She makes up. And I can't believe it's the only time I get to judge her, because every other time of the day I'm like, can I please treat my body badly? She's like, no.
But breakfast.
But I'm not hungry in the morning, so I don't even. So I just use that as like, this will help me to not eat breakfast, so I don't eat breakfast. And she wakes up, she's flipping pancakes.
I want like a full breakfast.
They can't be ready fast enough.
Are you guys not hungry when you wake up?
Never once ever, a single time.
Never once ever. No, honestly, I don't typically wake up with a big appetite.
I do.
Sometimes, do you guys ever wake up and you have to pee so bad that you're like mad? That happened to me a couple days ago. I was like mad at how bad I had to go.
And it goes on for so long.
Oh my God, I just want to get back to
boring.
Sleep. This is so
hand me my
brutal.
Phone. You guys look at your phone when you, this applies less to you. Do you guys look at your phone when you go number one?
Yeah, occasionally.
That can't be a good sign.
Yeah, I think this is not good.
45 seconds.
I can't go without
scroll,
it.
I'm just peeing all over the walls.
Yeah,
but I'm, you know, pleasing my dopamine addiction. No, she, I'm the one constantly, pizza, ice cream?
Yeah.
Should we?
Yeah.
So if she ever does, I never, never say
you never
no.
Said, yeah.
Well, you do high rocks.
I don't know. So I'm burning a lot of calories.
Yeah, you're in
deficit. I'll report back next week, obviously, next time I talk to you guys. But I'm doing, I think I talked about this. We're doing it tomorrow morning. The hardest smile.
Oh.
It's a viral thing.
Oh,
it's
because
very
you
annoying.
Couldn't do it. You were supposed to do it like last week, right?
Oh, yeah. I talked about doing it. We didn't do it because, it was like pouring rain.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You were nervous.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny the night before.
You got so, scared.
Someone's like, I think it's going to rain. I was like, okay, I guess stay at home and put on a dress or whatever you would say, you know. And then you wake up and it's like, it is a downpour.
It
and
wouldn't
a
be
couple
that
guys
fun.
Are like, all right, just let's not.
Okay.
So tomorrow morning, lap of burpees, lap of lunges, lap of bear crawls.
Oh, that. Oh, doing that is brutal. I think something about doing it in the pouring rain almost like might
be make better.
The, yeah. Or just like you're kind of a little distracted and like you're a little cold, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it'd be miserable.
We'll see. Maybe I should have done it. It's been very nice. The weather's, I was about to say the weather's nice. Genuinely, it's like, wow, it's cooler lately. Yeah,
I had that same thought. I walked out my car today and I go, man, I could take a few more days like this.
Yeah, you start saying that. The heat's it's coming back though. The heat's coming
yeah,
back.
It won't last long around here.
Oh, also I'm getting in more of my biomarkers.
Uh-huh.
I'm really pretty healthy. My heart panel, 3 good, 12 bad. Are we worried?
Yes.
Huh.
More than just your cholesterol.
Well, that's your opinion.
No, it's like they're all my cholesterol, but it's like I've never seen it. This is what this thing is so cool, Function Health. My HDL large and my and then there's like LDL medium, LDL peak size, LDL small. Does this make sense to you?
Derek grew up LDL.
We need to read
all about this. But it's cool because then you go in and it gives you your action plan. So it tells me maybe some foods. Says my top 5 foods that'll help me. Mackerel.
Oh, mackerel and cheese.
Mackerel and
Kraft
cheese.
Kraft mackerel and cheese.
Salmon. Oh, no. Strawberry, acai berries, blackberry.
Oh, that's a great list. Yeah. And I actually do like that.
It's like pescatarian. Katie's always right. Limit these. Brown sugar, coconut sugar, evaporated cane juice, white sugar, powdered sugar.
Just all sugar?
Oh, no. I'm not even, am I having that much sugar? I'm really not, am I?
I don't.
Too much.
You might be.
I am.
Maybe. Yeah.
I like that it's when, not how? Just like here's your problem. It's kind of like here's.
Wait,
a
that's
solution.
Really
yeah,
fascinating,
it gives a solution,
though.
Which is, I think, I mean, a lot of these would be useless if it didn't give you suggestions or explain
like application,
what it is.
And then it gives you supplements you should recommend taking. It says I need to take berberine.
Oh, I don't.
You guys
know
ever had berberine?
I got about 4 quarts of it in my car right now.
It's found in various plants, including barberry, golden seal, Oregon grape, and others.
I don't know.
Good
what
luck,
that is.
Man.
Potential benefits.
Hold your nose.
Sugar, cholesterol reduction. I'll try it. Thanks, Function Health. And they're a proud sponsor. It's fascinating. I love it. I have more biomarkers coming back. We'll see. And Katie, tell the folks about it.
Well, I had a question for you. Did you know that like women's hormones could change?
Yeah, monthly.
Did you guys? I don't know if you.
I didn't, not until Function Health.
You probably would have never noticed it. I mean, we usually don't let you know at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But,
hold it in.
But I did learn that like fasting or like not eating can really affect your hormone levels and stuff.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
Like in a bad way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it says here women's bodies are biologically wired for reproductive protection. And they're. Endocrine systems are closely connected to energy availability, i.e. food.
Mm-hmm.
Fasting naturally increases cortisol levels, which works to mobilize stored energy, support mental clarity, and regulate hunger hormones like leptin. But along with increasing blood sugar dysregulation and raising anxiety or irritability, prolonged cortisol elevation can impact women's LH and FSH levels. I mean, this is... You learn all sorts of stuff.
Disrupting ovulation.
There she is. Really
disrupting ovulation. Fascinating.
Yeah.
So Katie... Huh. Katie's learning all this with Function Health. She uses it.
Mm-hmm.
I use it. Jake's getting tested. Derek will too. And so we recommend it a lot.
Truly,
we got all our parents doing it.
Yeah.
To learn
about
your health. So learn more and join. Use our link. Support the show. Go to the link. It helps us so much. Functionhealth.com/Trey. That's functionhealth.com/TREY.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When I was running my daily mile, every now and then it'd be like 11:30. All right, I got to go run, but it is downpouring. Those miles weren't bad. I felt like I was like kind of in like an Under Armour commercial. When it's pouring,
yeah.
You just take your shirt off and you just run. And
you
like,
hit a good song comes on and you step up too.
You leave the air.
Kick up the rain a little.
Yeah. Throwing it up. Yeah, that's fun. And sometimes, I mean, it's raining so hard. You just go, you take the AirPods out, you take the watch off. Like, it's just me and God out here.
Dude, we were talking about on the Patreon last week, some of those, we're doing our like nostalgic favorite sprinkler, playing in the sprinkler. Mm-hmm. I have a sprinkler system, not to brag, and I'll see it go off. I'm like, sometimes I just want to go play in that sprinkler. And and I guess as a grown man, you can't do that. So I'm like, Thomas is about ready. Like, let's go play.
We do have backyard ones. You could do it, you know, in the comfort of our own fence.
You have backyard sprinklers?
Well, no, we just have the one. There's like one big one, and that would be kind of fun. But the front yard has like a bunch of little ones that it'd be like
you would just be like full coverage. Running from.
I was gonna say I could be wrong, but you guys have turf in your backyard. You may not need a sprinkler. Just a heads up.
Oh, well, that's why
you notice how it's always the same.
The people that built it were thinking it's the purpose of that one is to cool the turf. So if you're out there, which has happened before, we're playing some spike ball, and that thing a real hot day, it gets like hot. That said, you hit that with some water real quick.
That's actually nice.
Yeah. I didn't want to brag about it that we.
I was just making sure you knew. Sounds like you do.
Thank you. Weather's been good though. should we do some correct opinions?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
My correct opinion is millennials aren't lazy for not doing home projects. We're just smart. You know, you'll see this. I think a lot of people can relate. Your boomer parent, they can fix everything. They can do everything. Me, you know, I've even had some friends of mine. I pay someone to mow my lawn. Let me walk you through this. Some people will laugh or they'll say, wow, Trey, wow, fancy, bougie Trey.
Oh, my dad's furious that I do this.
Exactly. And I go, let me walk you through this. I could pay somebody who's happy to do it. They get money in return. What, $35 to mow my lawn. And they have fancy equipment. It takes them not that long. Realistically, I would buy a push mower. It'd take me an hour. Is an hour to you worth $35? That's the question. Is an hour to you worth $35? Where I can do whatever else I want. Hang out with my wife or my kids. Maybe work and produce more than $35. Work smarter, not harder.
You ruin a pair of shoes, weed eating, gasoline price.
Yeah.
Don't have to deal with any of that
pollution
stuff.
Straight to my brain.
Yep.
It keeps going on. The lawnmower's not doesn't work.
Maintenance.
Oh, oil in it, gas in it.
Depreciation.
Depreciation of the asset.
Yeah.
You don't forget, you got to edge too.
Yeah.
And listen, I like edging as much as the next guy.
You've told me that.
But I think I can work smarter, not harder. This goes on and on. So another something else, a little thing happened. I was made fun of by friends because I hired a guy to put together some. We've hired people to anchor the furniture to the walls. That's what you do when you have kids. So they don't
throw it over the side of the ship and
so
dig it in the sand
so they don't crush your kid. Now, could I have done this? Yeah, I have a brain. I could do this, but it would have taken me a while. I have to go to the hardware store.
This would be your first anchoring gig. There would be some like problem solving happening. Yeah,
or I can get on an app
full time anchor.
Get a guy who's a handyman. He could do this in a jiff. I pay him $50. Everyone wins. I'm not lazy. I'm smart and I'm manly.
I'm with you. My dad can't believe that I would hire an electrician rather than doing it myself. You know, he's like, I just feel like you could figure it out. I'm like,
That feels different.
Oh, anything. Yeah. He's like, I don't know why you don't just do this yourself. You have duct tape. And I'm just like, I really want to hire it out. And he's like, why don't you just go ahead and you're going to do that. Paint your nails while you're at it. Like, well, obviously I would hire that out too.
Now, there are people that they're very good at it.
I mean, I don't know how.
My cuticles are an inch long.
I would delegate that, obviously.
And I'm a fan of hiring out even the simplest things that you think, Trey, aren't you embarrassed to ask someone else to do this? Aren't you embarrassed to ask another man to come and do this? Yeah, a little bit. But hey, I hang it up, baby gates. Oh, you'd be Trey. Surely didn't hire that out.
You already got.
You would be wrong. Screw in three of those. Yeah, I could have done that. I could have figured out. Not even that hard. I could have done it. Some guy walked in and he was almost like, "That's it." And he was like, and he left. I paid him $30, and we all won.
And in some of those cases, when you are maybe extra embarrassed, that's when you send me in. You kind of hide.
Katie, go be project manager.
Yeah, she's just like, he's so busy.
Yeah. That's for sure what happens.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's my correct opinion. I'm very passionate about it, and more people should explore it.
Katie, do you ever encourage you deserve him it to do these tasks by himself, or?
I used to be like kind of annoyed, like, why can't you do this? Or like,
oh my gosh.
But then I watched the outcome of it, which would usually be him being really angry and annoyed and like ruining our night. So I just kind of said, it's definitely better.
I do. Him. I will take down the ship with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're in the house while I'm upset, I'm like, everyone's night's ruined.
I know. Not just mine. I know. Not everyone is mine. Shocked by this.
It's, not just mine.
Yeah. But yeah.
I've like gotten close to hiring a handyman for like jobs that like aren't on the app. And that's when I get a little embarrassed. Like there's not even a category for what I need help with. Just like I have a garage full of cardboard. Like I can't keep up with the amount of cardboard we're in. It's like I'm trying to burn it, but I feel kind of like a redneck when I do that. And just like, how much do I pay this guy? Miscellaneous, just like get rid of my cardboard and other junk and
we've done that.
Clean up while you're at it. You know, it's like, is that okay to hire them to do? I don't know. And paint my nails.
You do got to find those people. Those are valuable. Like they'll do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I had a contractor over because we're going to do a more involved job. And while he was here, let me know if I know some. Everyone's going to relate to this. In our bedroom, looking up at the ceiling, and there's like a big crack in the ceiling. You can just see where like two pieces of drywall have separated. And Katie, she'll notice it. It's getting like a little bigger every couple months.
It's also like and around the light fixture. And I'm just like, is the light fixture going to fall?
Okay.
That's what she says. Yeah. And Ronaldo came by to look at the real project. I'm like, well, I have you. Could you look at this? And you could tell he almost wanted to just walk out of the house. I'm like, yeah, you see the crack in the ceiling? He's like, yes. I'm like, is that, we shouldn't worry about it? He was kind of like, it's a house made of wood. Like, you could tell he was kind of like, I can't even explain how stupid this is. And I was like, well, I have you, because there's one more crack in the other side of the house. I'm like, that one too? He's like, yes. I mean,
you showed him the nail one? The nail coming?
Well, no, after the first two.
You went over
where
two.
He basically was like, surely you're done asking me this. Can you show me the real job where I can make money? So no, it's fine.
This was me when I went to like my first doctor appointment like 6 months ago. It's like, well, I have you. I got this. I got a little something here. When I burp, I get dizzy. You know, and he's like, that's enough. That's enough.
It's enough.
Stop asking me these dumb questions. You're fine. You feel healthy? Yeah, I feel great. All right. Stop. Shut up.
Correct opinion. You want to go?
Sure. I'm actually glad that you said you got your haircut today.
Thank you.
My correct opinion is that the majority of people walk out of their haircut do not like their haircut.
Do it again. You were on a roll. You did a couple weeks. You did it.
Yeah, you've been on fire lately. You're due.
My correct opinion.
You just tell she's just dying to say like 10 more descriptions.
It's like I really have to hold it.
You just got to give us a thesis.
The headline.
I was never good at writing. My correct opinion is that the majority of people
all right, here we go.
Well, you know, Derek, fix it in post.
Yeah, don't all right. Like their haircut.
No, all right, from the top. All right. Now, what's your guess on how many times this takes? I think she'll do it. She'll mess up one more time and she'll get it.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay. Yeah. All right.
My correct opinion is that most people that walk out of their haircut don't like it.
We give that a passing grade?
Okay. That's pretty good. Yeah, I think that is a clip on social. People will want to click on it. They'll want to learn more.
Wow, she's... It's hilarious.
All right. Men and women?
Yes.
Mm.
I would say mostly women, probably. I'm not saying it's because, like, everyone is getting bad haircuts necessarily, but it's a combination of you don't really like how they styled it. Sometimes it is a bad haircut. Sometimes you can't explain what you want, and therefore it's not a bad haircut, but it's not what you wanted. Sometimes I just feel like the expectation is you're like, I'm gonna go get a haircut, and I'm gonna walk out being like, yes,
at my best.
I think most people don't feel that way.
Yeah, I will say this. I found my guy right now. He's great. But a lot of the most barbers I've been to in my life, when they finish, they're like, all right, let me style it for you. And then it's like almost like they're mocking me. They're like,
yeah, it's like caricature. No,
yeah, it's like, you saw how I walked in, right?
Yes, yes.
Why do I have a faux hawk now? They're like, let me spike it around. Yeah, that's kind of how you do it, right? In what planet? Look at me.
I'm so with
insane.
You.
Insane.
There's some disconnect.
Look like Guy Fieri. Hold the bleach. Like, what?
Every time someone has styled my hair, it's like, you saw how I walked in here and I showed you a picture. You have short-term memory loss? How do you think that's what I wanted to look like? I'll just do it.
So what how did you feel when you walked out today?
Overall, pretty good. Although I noticed there's like still hair on the back of my neck, which I feel like that's what you cover like the first day of cosmetology school. Like, this is the easiest part. You just shave the back of their neck. Like, how'd we miss that?
Do they do the razor on you?
No, not a barber. This is a woman who works at Lifetime Fitness.
Well, I think...
And this wasn't the spa. This was near the squat rack.
Given like, that information, you look fantastic. Yeah. you got to get that razor. Is there a... Derek, you don't get the razor on the neck?
No, I do. I got a Hudson Hawk.
Good for you, yeah. Fancy man. Is that not one of the most orgasmic feelings in the world, if I may say that description?
Katie didn't seem to like
see?
It.
No, I'm going to stand by that because that just came out of me and I apologize, but I need to fun up the conversation.
Yeah, at least it wasn't weather.
Saluted. So you got to throw out.
I don't think that's what our audience is looking
Here's
for.
Here's to you, shave butter.
Yeah.
I don't think that is.
Shave my neck. Oh!
I don't think that's what our audience is looking
I'm
for.
I'm so sorry. Okay, bleep that, Derek. Yeah. We'll let the audience
use it. It does feel nice, though.
I apologize.
It's warm. I truly I know it's not butter, but like that's kind of what I imagine. It's like recently microwaved butter.
Listen to this. There's two types of guys when it comes to haircuts. How often do you get a haircut, Derek?
I've been getting lazy and it's been like I'll go a month past what I need to do.
Months and months.
Yes.
How are you? Yeah.
6 weeks?
Whatever.
Every two weeks
on the dot.
You really? 2 weeks? Fortnite, huh?
There's guys that are like, I know what I want. Let me get after it. And then there's guys that go, whoa, 4 months have gone by.
Yeah.
I should probably do something.
I kind of wait for my hat to stop fitting. I'm like, I guess I'll go get a haircut.
I've noticed Derek, you'll show up. He's got a lot. It's long and it always looks great, but I...
No, it doesn't.
I just can't fathom it. Yeah. I'm obsessed. And maybe that's why it fell out.
Well, to keep a faux hawk, you kind of got to keep it.
My faux hawk keeps falling down. It's too long.
It's too humid outside. This crazy weather.
Yeah.
Keep it short.
Pomade can't hold it up.
You can't faux if the hawk's too long. A great critic's opinion. Mm-hmm. If this, you can't get a half. You can't be pleased with a haircut, can you? When was the last time you were thrilled with a haircut?
Oh, like really? Like this is what I want. I get compliments.
Oh.
2018.
So you
wow.
No, not only are you happy, but you feel like. There's a marked difference in the compliments you receive from others.
Everyone else is happy.
Well, it's a little different because no one notices my hair. No one really looks at my hair now. But back when I was...
That's true. Good thing you have this podcast. No one would ever see you, probably.
That's true. I would be a mole woman.
I think it's great. Gets her up, gets her ready. The amount of stress I can put on her. Like tomorrow, I would love her help popping in. We have this branded video. I was like, it'd be great if you popped in it. I'm like, so tomorrow, you give her a heads up. And you could tell she's like, what time? Because this involves her taking a shower.
Yeah, you wash the hair for today's episode.
And she's like,
there's a difference between me like just getting ready to be around the house and like going on
and
camera.
Being camera ready.
Yeah.
And going on like a massive podcast like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
it's
mean,
a lot of pressure.
Yeah. I don't try that hard for the podcast, but for video.
For the brand deals, yeah, right. You wouldn't want the brand to come back and be like, and who's
Did
the troll?
Roll out of bed? Yeah. So
And brands will do that sometimes.
Yeah, they will. I've had a number of them. We like the content, but you look, your haircut is trash.
Yeah, someone told me one time, they're like, was that your wife in the video? I said, yeah, it was. They said, oh, we thought you hired the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2. It's like, dang. All right.
We were like pretty impressed with the resourcefulness, but weird cameo.
Man, she looked haggard.
I mean, I feel like I used to really care and try a lot more, but there's definitely been a few.
Can we ditch Chet Holmgren in the wig?
Yeah.
It's not really making sense in the content. Okay, Jake.
My correct opinion is that if you regularly end your sentence with, I'm just being honest, no one really likes what you have to say. I don't think you are someone, you're maybe one of the least liked person in your friend group. Okay. Like on a regular basis, you're always like, it's sorry, I just tell it how it is.
The tell it like it is archetype.
That's just me.
That's a great point. They tend to be people who just kind of don't have a personality. So they're like, I'm just going to resort to being kind of mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, we've all met people like that. Like even guys, I feel like, especially like sports are an easy way to like give each other a hard time. And some guys just like can't do it. And so it's just really mean. And that's kind of like this version, but typically like in women, like, sorry, I'm just being honest. I think she's depressed, and that's where the weight's coming from. Jeez. Oh, it's just mean gossip.
That is real.
So just check yourself. If you find yourself saying that a lot, I don't know if you should be.
You are probably not happy.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you're just being honest.
And I'm just being honest. Yeah.
That is good. I'm aware of this because I like to be mean, and I'm like, that can't be my personality, because especially women, there's always the real blunt. I'm blunt. If you go, I'm just blunt. If you have to announce it like that, yeah, I think you're just announcing you're mean to others.
I'm kind of remembering now, we shot some pickleball videos with these other guys, and I feel like for the most part, it's like, oh, it's good guy banter. But there was one guy who just like couldn't hang comedically, but like he wasn't going to stop trying. And we're all just like, this dude's got to chill. Like, it's just, it's coming across so mean. He kept saying, he's like, Jake, you're like the like stock version of me. I was like, okay.
Whoa. Yeah. You're just like, okay.
We weren't talking about that earlier. I don't think that's a callback to anything. It's just, I'm worse than you. All right, great.
No. If I were you, I would off myself. You're like, that's not a joke, dude. You're bullying.
That has no context to anything else other than just like, man, hopefully this is your last game. Because you suck. Good one.
Well, thank you. That's been correct opinions. Thank you guys for putting those in. I love to see them from the recties too. You can always send us your submissions of anything at treykinder.com/correct opinions. Chance wrote in, my correct opinion is that brunch is unneeded. Who in the world wants to eat their first meal at 10:45? All it does is make you hungry all morning, then hungry again most of the afternoon while you wait for dinner. I'm convinced that girls came up with it to combine two meals into one so they could wake up later and avoid feeling bad for overeating. Whoa.
Oh, I don't know about that last part. It seems like maybe some girl math involved there.
Girl math.
It's like two meals become one meal. Mm-hmm. So less
girls,
meal.
Why do girls like brunch so much? Because didn't you just go to a brunch party? What time was that event? It was like a shower or something.
Yeah, it was at 10.
A.M.?
Yeah.
See, why do... You know, listen, I have my own problems. I say, well, we beat the rush. I say stuff like that. Uh-huh. But girls at their 30s, and they're just like, let's... You know how we used to get together and do parties and they're fun? Let's just make them awful. Instead of meeting in the night and maybe going somewhere, let's meet at 10 a.m. and drink. You know...
I mean, I think a lot of people are working with like nap schedules and stuff like
their own?
That.
You guys are sleepy?
No.
I can't believe that.
Children's nap schedules.
Do girls ever get breakfast?
Like
you and the girls. Like, hey, we're having breakfast.
That's a very male event.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, me and this, we meet before work for a coffee.
I did in...
Facts.
You've never heard of a girl meet at 6:30 for a snack.
I used to do that in college.
Twin Peaks time.
Yeah.
Or Hooters. I forgot where you were.
My theory is because men are much more willing to like, hey, let's roll out of bed and look at each other while we're hideous. Do women are like, I don't want to see anyone at 6:30 a.m.
I mean, yeah, I guess it depends. It's because girl does, there is more involved in getting ready than a guy. Like you can just roll out of bed, put on the clothes you were wearing last night and a hat and like look fine. Oh, it's amazing.
On tour, I was in bed, woke up, and within 4 minutes was ordering breakfast somewhere.
Yeah.
Three of those minutes were getting the faux hawk ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
if I had remembered my hat, I would have been even quicker.
But I don't know. It does feel like a very, when I did it, it was a very like Christian thing. We were like waking up and like reading the Bible together. And yeah.
Mm. To that guy's point, brunch does kind of throw you off though. If you had a big brunch at 10:45, now lunch is at 3:30. Now dinner is at bedtime.
It sets a bad... I had a brunch phase and then I was like, what am I doing? It does mess with your day, especially this I'm out on completely. I used to think it was fun, like brunch, and people have like a mimosa at brunch.
Yeah,
that's kind of exciting. And then it's 1 p.m. You're stuffed and sleepy. And you're like, what do I do now?
I mean, brunch was really cool when we could sleep until 10 a.m. and then go to brunch at like 11.
Can't do that.
We don't do that.
What was the theme of this brunch party? Was it a theme?
It was a baby shower. The theme was silly goose.
Oh. Well, how fun is that?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know they did themes.
Yeah, silly goose. So were there like, what
there
was the theme?
Real,
down
there was
feathers?
There was real geese kind of like around the house.
Like a petting zoo.
It was like you were trying to find the silly one.
Did they serve?
In the tail on the silly goose.
Found it. He was swimming in the toilet.
Yeah, I picked the serious one, but yeah.
Did they serve goose?
Yeah, they served goose. There was, yeah.
Grey Goose vodka.
Grey Goose
vodka.
Surely they did that. That's low-hanging fruit. They didn't do that?
No.
There's no Grey Goose.
No.
I'm talking about.
What were the goose elements? You guys go north elements? Halfway through?
Yeah. Were you just flying all just kind of being
squawking?
We were being
goose-like.
Silly goose. Yeah, we were being silly
goose. No, what were the goose elements?
Just the banner.
Okay.
And the cups that I brought home. It's actually still in the car that has little geese on it and little bows.
So theme is a loose term.
And did you dress a certain way?
Like a goose?
I dressed
really
exactly
did?
Like a Canadian goose.
Yeah.
You had to each come like as a which goose you were. I'm an African white goose or a Chinese footed goose.
But there was no. Yeah, we just like had some brunchy food and some tarts.
So there was. This is a silly goose theme, and there's nothing goose related there.
Well, the cups.
Besides the cup.
The cups and one banner. And
there's no.
But what did you want there to be, though?
Oh, Grey Goose vodka. Was there any alcohol at this or not? It wasn't that type of party.
I actually think there
was probably most of them.
I think there was
Grey Goose vodka feels like easy win.
It's a good screwdriver.
I mean, if it's intense, I don't know if it was that type of party.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's just a bottle was sitting there, you'd be like, I see the effort. Maybe certain bird-shaped chicken nuggets.
I think like a PowerPoint, like... Each one of you, like if you were all a goose, like here's what I would choose for you. If
that's
your
fun.
AI make you a goose version of you.
I'll do that right now.
I think girls are great at like having a theme for stuff and guys are not. But I think guys, if they're going to do it, they would go all the way. Mm-hmm. But it's just like one in every 10 events is there a theme where they're going to go all out.
Yeah.
Katie, you're definitely a Danish Landrace goose.
Sounds all right.
Derek, pull that one up. I want to see that for myself.
Yeah, Jake, I'd probably... Danish land race goose. I'd put you as that. I'd put...
Can't wait to see this goose.
There's a buff back goose.
Buff back.
That'd be me.
Oh,
I do high rocks. See? I think that's you. They say this is in the... There's heavy, medium, and light. This is medium.
What do you mean heavy, medium, and light? Your weight?
I didn't say you're a freaking African goose or a Toulouse goose. That's one of them. Toulouse goose. That's enough of geese.
Why are we asking opinions. Me Thank about you. This party?
Brunch.
Just brunch.
Oh, yeah. It was brunch. Anyway. Yeah, it was those little snacks. Some snacks. Yeah, it's good. I brought him some cupcakes.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Can I play a game? I thought of that. You guys ever watch Whose Line Is It Anyway growing up?
Mm-hmm. Loved it.
Loved it. Reminded of it because I was watching new Netflix show, Leanne.
Okay.
You seen this?
I haven't watched it, but I saw it.
Let me tell you what. It's a sitcom, you know, like the laugh track. Everyone loves Ram and Friends. Let me keep the sitcoms coming. Like some people go, laughing track, that's so outdated.
I can't get enough.
Just a nice little cute show.
It is cute. Yeah.
And Ryan Stiles plays her husband.
Oh, that's fun.
It's good to see him. Now he does a great job. I would like to see him. Do I wish he would call and Mahri come out and they would kiss or something?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But that hasn't happened yet. 2 episodes in. But I thought my favorite game ever was Scenes from a Hat.
Okay.
So I thought of this game. I'm gonna play things you can say to your toddler, but not your wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So if anyone has any, join in. I don't care if you don't want a spanking. You're getting one.
This is things you can say to your toddler, but not your wife.
Yes.
I don't care if you want a spanking. You're getting one.
You're getting so big. If you take off your clothes one more time, I'm going to lose it.
That's good.
You get that one?
Yeah.
You should ask that every time.
Calm down. Just that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This would be particularly like right back postpartum from the hospital. You've gone through enough diapers today. See, do you get that one? You kiss me on the mouth too much. Stop it. Stuff like that.
Okay.
Do you think I could make the cast?
I think that was your first time trying. Maybe a few more practices.
Give me another
good
prompt.
Hold on, I'm trying to think of something with cheeks.
That'd be good.
Squish
yeah.
those cheeks.
That'd be good. Yeah. Ooh. Pooped in the bath again. No. Yeah, something about. Hey, out of your mouth. All right.
Okay.
Well, you know, I was bombing, and so I had to go to drastic measures.
Yeah,
I don't think you're bombing. That's gonna be a great clip.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate you guys.
Uh-huh. No, that was great. I remember back in the day, this is before we were doing comedy, but I had some list like this. I don't know what I plan on using it for. It was something like things you can say at the doctor, but not on your honeymoon. I'm trying to remember what some of those were.
I remember that was one of your first bits or something. I was like,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, maybe I did that early on the podcast or something. Something with latex, something you're going to feel a little bit of pressure.
Yeah, that
sensation should last till morning, something like that.
Yeah, that one was good. I remember that. Oh, man. I only can imagine what those my early joke thoughts were. First one ever. Wipe. Hold my beer. White people said, hold my kombucha. I did that on stage in front of people.
I remember.
Do people still drink that? I feel like it's not a thing.
Oh, kombucha really they're came drinking and went.
It. Oh, really? I feel like I know people who drink it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Big bags.
They have ring gauges. Yeah.
What'd you say?
They have ring gauges.
I don't know.
The land.
Yeah, maybe.
What were you saying?
I did like this. You could barely even call it stand-up comedy, but the local coffee shop in my college town asked me to do a show before I graduated, like 2014. And I remember one of my bits was like, it's classic, like the most stereotypical, like early, like no experienced comedian is like, who invented fill in the blank?
The first guy to ever
milk
a cow. What a
yes.
He was just like. Rah, rah,
rah. And I fell into that
archetype
because I remember something like the guy who figured out that like rectal thermometers were more accurate was like the premise. And I think back like, oh boy.
Just at Southern Baptist University.
Yeah. I'm glad I can't remember the other bits. Luckily, that's one of the few I can remember.
I some people are like, you gotta start stand up, you gotta do it for your, I mean, thank God I didn't start stand up in college. Like, think about, I mean, my first jokes were not great, but I was like 27 or something. Uh-huh. You're 19 trying to do stand-up joke. This is going to be humiliating.
Yeah.
Unless you're just one of a billion.
Yeah, you probably don't have it in you yet.
Oh. I mean, as we've seen when we reviewed my vines. My goodness. Okay, I got a fun couple clips if we get to it. Go to Machine Gun Kelly was on. What are these clips, Derek? Machine Gun Kelly? Mr. Machine Gun? Mm-hmm. He was on Jimmy Fallon. And I don't know if he was just having fun or if he's trying to make a go at being, what do they call, multi-hyphenate. But he said, I got a funny impression. I'm going to do an impression.
Oh, really? Just like, hey, I'd like to show you something. How do you think
Machine Gun Kelly is at impressions?
Not.
I already don't, like, I'm not looking forward to seeing it.
Okay.
Easy, like the Grinch. So we'll just go like, ooh.
Whoa. Whoa!
That's a great one. So the next one I need your help on, we'll go a little deeper.
Yeah, pause. How do we feel about, so he's moving on. How do we feel about the Grinch?
This is Jim Carrey impersonation. I mean, he was able to morph his face decently.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he just made himself look like he didn't like
say anything. And then he said, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, his face was good. The okay.
You ever watch some of these late night shows and think like, those crowds are being too nice?
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Yeah, it's like, come on. Give him some honest feedback.
Well, he's all they're nice. He's A-list, right? So they kind of know him. Because some guys go on there, they're not as well known, and they're like being kind of funny, and they just get dude. Some of these poor Logan Paul, Liza Koshy, when they were like the big early internet stars years ago, and the Utah late nights were like, we have nothing. We better get some of these internet kids on here, and they would just get eaten up by these crowds. These crowds didn't know who they were. And they'd be like, so YouTube, you can make money off of this?
Classic.
And they're just thrown to the wolves. Machine Gun Kelly just goes. And they give him a standing
applause break. All right, let's see some more.
Yeah, I need to see some more.
Ventura, when nature calls.
Of course.
I'm going to point at you and you just say, end my work habits.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Alrighty then. The abrasion on the palm of your left hand is a type 1 sustains breaking a fall of 3 to 5 feet. The plaster on the tip of your shoe would point to a careless mason being the culprit. Your new watch, a quality forgery of a Cartier, most likely purchased on the North African black market, known to reside near Khotan.
And your work habits?
Yes, a workaholic. The urine stain on your pants would signify you're a single shake man, far too busy for the follow-up jiggle.
Stop it.
I just feel like he should stay in his lane. It's not that bad.
It's really not that bad, but why do I want to like crawl inside a hole?
I
kind
of
want to
like slap it out of him. Yeah. Stop, dude.
It's like, it's just like he's not, that's not his lane. Just stay the like,
but for some reason,
mysterious tattooed pierced guy.
Just date Megan Fox. Yeah, just do that, dude. You don't have to do anything else.
I respect he's being a silly goose. Would love the party. Uh-huh. But I just haven't gotten secondhand embarrassment in a long time. I feel like I don't get embarrassed anymore. Something about that, I scrolled and I watched it 10 times and I was just like,
do you think it's because he's not actually doing an impression? He's doing like a reenactment. Like he's not like saying jokes. He's saying his lines.
I think that's
part of it.
That's not, you've never heard an impressionist just be like,
hey, you want to see me recite this old movie?
Oh yeah.
That's... like if you're doing Jack Nicholson impersonation.
Where's Johnny?
Yeah, it's like you should say something other than what he typically says. A Robert De Niro impersonation, you should say other things and not just say like all of his famous lines.
Mm-hmm. He's just like showing that he could like be an actor.
He's showing that he has like a paragraph memorized.
Yeah.
He has range.
Ooh, I don't know anything about him, but being a comedian or like trying to be funny just doesn't fit him.
He doesn't have the look where it like... I think it pays to be like an average looking comedian. Because it's like, it's more like approachable. It's more relatable. When you look like that, you're like, I don't know anyone who looks like that.
Machine gun. He'd have to.
Machine gun's his first name.
Yeah, he needs to.
Yeah.
Because some, you know, you've got Childish Gambino rapper, Donald Glover, the comedian.
Yes.
I don't know if he needs to Machine Gun Kelly. He can be like Squirt Gun Kelly or something sillier.
Curtis Kelly. Cadet Kelly.
Cadet Kelly.
That's not taken.
Nope.
Nope. Not taken.
I don't know.
Are they having a baby? Did they have a baby?
Hmm?
Machine Gun Kelly and
I heard his gun was just blanks.
Did I make that up?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Let's see. Because I think anyone in this room
would know it's going to be you.
Do you think that he's becoming a dad and he's like,
he's getting sillier?
I got to be sillier.
That'd be sweet.
He's like, silly gun Kelly. My
silly gun.
Let's see. Yeah. They welcomed a baby girl in March 2025.
Oh,
that's making him way
he's
sillier.
He's in a silly phase.
Well, it also makes you deeply out of touch with the outside world. So I think it happens to all of us. You just go in a hole for months and he's killing in front of this baby. This baby smiles when he's like, and then he's like, I'm going to do that on Jimmy Fallon. And you're like, oh,
his impression started with that dumb Jim Carrey laugh, too.
Do you? I just want you guys to guess what her name is.
Oh, this will be
Megan
good.
Fox.
Megan.
Oh, the baby.
The baby.
Oh, it's gotta be something.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Musket. It's gotta be like some sort of rifle or gun.
Because the kid's last name will probably be Fox Kelly. Kelly Fox.
Star Fox.
Bushy-tailed.
Yeah, wide-eyed. Bushy-tailed fox.
Getting really close.
Bushy-tailed, first name.
Well, first of all, knife. I guess his real last name is Baker.
Oh, okay.
Baker Kelly.
So it's Chef. Fox Gun. Baker.
Fox Baker.
Is the
Fox,
last name.
Fox Baker.
Yeah.
Or Baker Fox.
It's Fox Baker.
Zero Baker Fox.
Zero Baker Fox.
We're
clearance. Clearance granted.
It is, in fact, Saga Blade.
Okay, knife was pretty
nice.
Close.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's
Saga, I didn't see
Saga
coming.
Saga Blade Baker Fox.
Saga Blade Baker Fox. Fox permission.
Baker. Saga Blade Fox Baker. That is such a hard thing to say. Oh my
Saga
gosh.
Saga Blade Fox Baker.
Oh my gosh.
From the planet.
Saga what was Blade what was the planet Fox Baker.
Transformers are from? I
have no idea. Saga.
See, should I do impressions? Should I do this on Jimmy Fallon if I ever get on the show? I am Optimus Prime.
Oh, dude, that's topical. That that's great. Just like Ace Ventura is.
Yeah, that's a subtle detail. Ace Ventura, relevant 25 years ago.
I knew, yeah. What an odd thing. Like,
yo, Adrian! I did it! You're just like reciting the scene. You're like, all right, I guess it was like pretty good, but why are we talking about this?
All right.
Cybertron.
From the planet Cybertron.
From the planet Cybertron.
All right, I'm finally on Jimmy Fallon. What should I do? Okay, I got it. Jimmy, mind if I do an impression?
Pulling pops up.
In the morning, I'm making waffles. Right? From Shrek.
Come on.
Oh my gosh.
That's the same thing. Yeah. Just like something like 20 years ago from your childhood. It's like, I think it's people talking
Jim
about
Carrey
this.
Jim was killing it 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He also had a great run. Steve Martin impressions.
Robin Williams.
I'm a wild and crazy guy.
Yeah.
Mrs. Doubtfire impressions.
Yeah.
I do Hello. A mean Mrs. Doubtfire. All right. Okay, how long is this?
59.
Oh, crap. Katie, big plans this weekend? What are you up to?
I got a birthday party.
What's the theme? Silly pheasant?
You do?
Mm-hmm.
What? Who?
I was like, y'all's friend group seems to always be celebrating something. You guys celebrate a lot.
Yes. Well, wait till you get the freaking kids, because you have you're friends with seven couples. Everyone has three kids. Now you have 21 parties a year you go to. That's a party every other week.
A lot of themes too. You're gonna run out. You're gonna be doing Ace Ventura.
Everyone does a party for every time for every kid for every year.
I mean, yeah, unless you're the kind of it's. Summer? I don't really know what it says.
Weather themed, humidity.
Ooh, oh, I gotta be there.
Yeah, it's a weather themed. Popsicle themed? I don't know. Something like that.
Everyone gets a rain gauge.
Now our little girl's 1 year any week now. It's coming up before you know it.
Any week now?
Any week now.
What's the next?
You
kind of
make that
sentence
sound like it's like, we don't know. Any week
fluid
now. Yeah.
What's her theme?
Oh, her birthday.
I'm deciding between
Because Thomas had one and two. He had airplanes, and then we went jungle.
Uh-huh.
What are we thinking for her? Now, he's a boy. I think girl may be...
Conspiracy theory themed.
Like the... What are girls like?
Monster trucks.
Like reality show. Dating show.
Love is blind
themed. Yeah, her
themed.
First
Love
is blind be, themed. Yeah, dating.
Area 51 themed.
And you meet new people through... We can set up a pod.
Yeah. Yeah, for her first birthday, yeah. She can't talk or anything, but we're gonna...
What are you thinking?
I wanted to... It should be nice weather. So...
It all comes back to the weather.
I'm thinking outside.
Katie
so
pays the subscription and lets her see the weather 6 weeks from now.
I am thinking either like a picnic theme or a garden theme.
Oh.
Can't decide which one.
Tough call.
I really, but
because it just determines the cups.
Now, if there's a garden, would there be goose?
I have to.
Goose?
Garden goose.
There has to be like a saying, you know, like.
Hey, that's where we come in.
Yeah, so I need
what was
like
the, for his first it was time flies. And number two in the jungle was I got jungle fever.
Yeah,
it was.
What was it? I've been sick so much. I'm two. I've been sick so freaking much. I have jungle
I've
fever.
Been sick too much.
What is it?
Yeah,
oh my gosh,
that's good.
All right, so picnic or garden?
Swinging through the second
it was
year,
too
like
wild.
A monkey.
Something like that.
Too born wild. To be wild. Born to be wild.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
This is something AI would be really good at, but I don't want to use it.
No, never.
You got AI cheating. Right
so
here
like,
in front of you.
Garden. One of them picnic. Was like, I was looking up and I haven't spent very much time on it, but it was like garden party. And then it was like
Adam and Eva.
Bang. Oh.
In the garden.
I think that settles it. It's not picnic anymore. Adam and Eva. And you bring in some other
garden,
Adam.
It's the garden. It's like a higher garden. And then we do a reenactment of the fall.
Like the saying is to bring in the like birthday year, like the number one.
Okay.
So.
This was the year one of us. Humans.
Mm-hmm. So
the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
Adam and Eva would work better. So
Adam and Eva.
Yeah. Got anything else?
You have a beer garden because Germany's number one.
Okay.
Beer garden.
Wow.
We could
go.
Old school.
More dads should do the birthday parties.
Adam and Eva's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean that you could build a whole theme around that.
Loincloths,
you'd have
fig leaves.
You have snakes around.
Apples. Don't listen.
Don't listen.
This could be good, actually.
Everyone wears loincloths.
I do not want to see some people in a loincloth.
Name them. Which ones?
Which ones?
Yeah. Big backs?
The big backs, yeah.
There it is. All right. Thank you. Love you guys. We'll talk to you next week. And
Back reveal, Patreon.
Bring your sunglasses. We're going to really fail.
Patreon helps us strengthen it. Peace. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.